Good afternoon. This being the last press conference of the 2012 season, there are a few things that I'd like to outline in terms of what we'll talk about or what I'll talk about. I'll wrap a bow around our last performance yesterday and summarize that. I'll talk about the status of some injuries coming out of that game, give you a quick assessment or feeling of the 2012 season, outline, at least initially outline, the plan of moving forward, how we'll go about pushing into 2013. And then lastly, of course, I'd be happy to field any questions. In regards to yesterday's game, I was really pleased with the effort of the men. I thought they played extremely hard. I thought it in many ways mirrored a lot of the challenges that we've had this season. I was really proud of guys like John Malecki, who stepped in and played a substantial amount of guard for us. Ramon Foster ended up playing quite a bit of right tackle. Guys like Ramon, who've played right guard, left guard, and now right tackle. I just really appreciate their efforts. On the other side of the ball, we had some young corners who played quite a bit of football. After Keenan Lewis went down, we had essentially two corners up in the football game. They were Cortez Allen and Josh Victorian, not only in terms of their responsibilities on defense, but Josh played a lot of special teams for us. It's a lot of unique efforts by a lot of people to produce that victory, and I'm just appreciative of the efforts and proud of them. Wasn't a perfect game, obviously, by any stretch, but we made the necessary plays. I thought the defense did a nice job of providing short fields. I thought the offense did a nice job of capitalizing on those opportunities, and not only in terms of putting points on the board, but 7 points on the board to maximize the turnover opportunities, I thought was big for us. I thought it was the deciding factor in the terms of the outcome of the game for us. It's good to go out on a winning note. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. I don't have any preconceived notions about this being a building block to pushing forward into 2013 for us collectively. 2012 is 2012, and 13 is 13. But I did think some of the things that transpired in that stadium could be helpful to individuals as they grow as professionals and football players, and hopefully could be a springboard for them as they push into their offseason and they ready themselves to expand their roles or to etch out their roles for us in 2013. I thought a lot of young guys got an opportunity to play. Some special teams guys or guys that are seemingly be described as special teams guys got an opportunity to play offense and defense. Some inactive types got an opportunity to be active. Some practice squad types got an opportunity to put their hand in the pile and contribute. All of those can be positive things for the men that I was talking about if they use it as a springboard to move forward. And obviously those will be our intentions as we get into the offseason and start the process of signing future rosters and laying out a plan to attack our offseason opportunities. From the game, from an injury standpoint, I'll assess some in-game injuries. I'll talk briefly about some recent surgeries and the prospects of overall health as we push into the offseason. Calvin Beecham sustained a concussion in the game. Don't expect any long-term effects from that. David DeCastro had a severe stinger. Don't expect any long-term effects from that. Cameron Haywood probably had a rib fracture. Brett Kiesel had an MCL sprain, but it'll be non-surgical. Surgery will not be required for Brett Kiesel. Keenan Lewis, same thing. MCL, right knee sprain, will be non-surgical. It won't require surgery. Ryan Clark had a contusion to his left quad and a pretty severe one. He spent the night last night in the hospital from a precautionary standpoint. I've touched base with him this morning. He has been released. He's resting comfortably at home, but we did want to exercise precaution with that left quad contusion to make sure nothing unfortunate developed in the course of the night. He said it was uneventful. He's rested, and he's been released. Some other recent surgery guys, Heath Miller, of course, had his MCL and ACL reconstructed. No timetable on his rehabilitation or the steps in that regard to this point. DeMarcus Van Dyke had his shoulder reconstructed. That appears to be positive. Again, it's too early to have a timetable in terms of what's going on with him. And the same could be said for Baron Batch, who, of course, had a plate inserted in his arm from his broken arm the other week. That surgery was completed, and really no concrete timetable on him. Some of the other pre-existing injuries, guys like Mike Adams, Curtis Brown, Ike Taylor, and others, they'll be able to get healthy without surgery. Obviously, we'll continue to monitor these guys, exit interviews and physicals. Physical examinations, of course, are critical components of wrapping a ball around this 2012 season to make sure that we get off on 2013 in as positive a manner as we can. Quickly, just assessing the 2012 season, it was what it was. Obviously, there's a certain level of disappointment that comes with sitting here even right now, having an end of the season press conference. Those are never our intentions. Obviously, we desire to be a team that's consistently in the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. That didn't transpire this year for a number of reasons. Primarily, we didn't do enough, particularly in the closing moments of close football games. I think we outlined it here a few weeks ago that we've been in a number of maybe eight or so games that are 3 points or less. I think we were 3-5 in those games, and that'll produce an 8-8-like record that'll have you on the outside looking in. Those of us that have been in this business for any length of time, we understand that and embrace that. The good teams, the dominant teams, aren't necessarily dominant inside stadiums, but they're dominant largely in moments, and they do what's required to get out of stadiums with victories. We didn't do that consistently enough. We didn't. If you look at us as units, offensively, I thought we started off on the right foot in terms of dominating time of possession and converting third downs and doing what's required in those areas to possess the ball and win football games. Obviously, we were not ascending over the second half of the season in regards to some of those areas, and it was an Achilles heel for us. Defensively, I thought we didn't start out very well, particularly situationally, getting off on third downs, end of the half, end of the game type things. I thought we grew into those roles and improved over the course of the season, and was really a good defense in the latter portions of the season, particularly in those settings. I think the statistics bear that out. But again, not enough significant plays in those moments in the early portions of the season that produce games such as Tennessee and others. It is what it is, just acknowledging that. And in a special team standpoint, I thought that we had some positive things, particularly in the kickoff return. I thought we were in the top 5 to 10 in that for the better portions of the season. I thought Sean Sweesome, of course, was rock solid all season. I thought our punt return game had potential, but it never really developed. We had some explosion plays called back due to penalties that we're responsible for. And then, Antonio Brown was limited with his injury for the better part of the second half of the season, so that never really materialized. But it is what it is. Again, like I said, we're an 8-8 team. We're on the outside looking in. We don't feel great about it. As a matter of fact, we dislike it. And we're committed to doing what's required for us in terms of moving forward to ensure that we're not having similar conversations in the future. In regards to that moving forward, I'll just quickly outline a plan for you guys as we sit here today. We got a 60-day calendar to get this offseason started. We got a 2 o'clock team meeting today. We'll summarize and start the exit procedure for our players. I look forward to having exit interviews with those guys that are going to take up the bulk of this week and maybe even into next week. I always value those interactions, those sit-downs, have an opportunity to review, to evaluate, to plan, just to hear from the men. Also in that, of course, I have an opportunity to sit down with coaches and do similar things with them. That probably won't transpire until at the very earliest, the latter part of this week, and more probable next week. All of those things are natural procedures in terms of wrapping a ball around it. I expect our coaches to be doing the same thing schematically, to set up schedules in terms of reviewing what it is that we do from a schematic standpoint, set up a schedule in terms of watching cut-ups, themselves have exit interviews with some of the players that they work with, all in an effort, of course, to summarize, to evaluate, to think critically about what's transpired so we can gather information to be better in 2013. I know there's some common business things that are transpiring this time of year, some questions that you might have, whether it be coaches, whether it be players whose contracts are up, potential free agency draft plan, and so forth. I acknowledge that we're multitasking and working in all of those areas, but I'll also acknowledge that we have no concrete answers for you as I sit here today in regards to those things. I think a big component of us moving forward and being as good as we can be in 2013 is doing a great job of evaluating what's transpired here over the last 6 or 7 months, and I intend to do that first and foremost over the course of the next week to 2 weeks. But with that, I'll open it up for any questions that you might have.
Mike, is the evaluation process intensified this year because of what occurred, more so than maybe in previous years?
No. I take it very seriously. Even in seasons where you could characterize it as success, even after the 08 season where we were world champions, this is a critical part of getting started in the right frame of mind and with the right vision, with complete clarity for 2013. So I can't tell you that my mentality regarding this process is any different than it normally is. Obviously, there's some urgency that's involved in assessing what has happened.
Hey, Mike, just to make sure, on Ben's shoulder and rib, no surgeries required for him during the offseason?
No.
Mike, you mentioned that the offense started well and then did not do as well in the second half. I mean, I understand third downs, all that kind of stuff. Why? Why did the performance?
You know, we weren't as good as we were initially. We didn't coach as well. We didn't play as well. That's obvious. The result clearly exemplifies that. There were injuries at multiple positions. Obviously, we never use injuries as an excuse. But we acknowledged that that was a component of maybe the degree of our success. I still thought we were capable of playing winning football because as professionals, that's what we're expected and required to do. But it was a myriad of things, and I think that's what these upcoming days and weeks are about for us, taking the emotions out, looking at it critically, and doing the type of self-examination necessary to move forward in a positive manner.
Do you think the lack of having a number one go-to running back was part of that equation?
Sure. That'd be a fair assessment. But you know, there are also several reasons why that didn't occur, and just general ineffectiveness being one of them.
Mike, you said you can't really talk about next year, but Dick LeBeau hinted last week that he would like to be back and said it's your decision to bring him back. Were you happy with his performance this
year? I think everybody's aware that I'm happy with the work of Dick LeBeau. He's a special guy, special man, special coach.
Would you like to expedite the process of finding a new offensive line coach?
No, I'm not on any timetable there. I think it's important that we hire the right man. And so we're going to, of course, work swiftly, but diligently. We're not going to put any time constraints on it. The big thing is that we come out of it with the correct man to move forward with that group in 2013. So I don't have any preconceived notions in terms of the number of people I might interview and things of that nature, or how it could transpire. Obviously, I've been gathering information informally. I'm going to continue to do that in a more formal manner here moving forward.
Mike, do you expect Sean to take any coaches with him?
No.
Mike, you mentioned the offense. How would you evaluate Todd Haley and the performance he did and his relationship with his players?
You know, it's about 8-8, like all of us, you know, and I'm a black and white kind of a guy. You know, he was an 8-8 coordinator. I was an 8-8 head coach, and I don't think that's what either of us desire to be. I don't think that we have players that desire to be 8-8 players. So we're going to proceed with that understanding, with a mentality toward being better, toward maximizing our talents here to the best of our capabilities.
Coach, at the end of the game yesterday, you had an opportunity with Casey and Larry Foote. They were sitting on the bench. You went over and gave them a handshake, taking the emotion out of you doing that this week. But yesterday, do you appreciate looking at two guys that went to battle for you that may or may not be back?
I was trying to figure out what they were doing. That's why I went over there. So let's get out of here. What are you guys doing? They were taking it in. They're veteran guys. They don't take any of this for granted. And rightfully so, obviously. It's a very fragile business and an ever-changing business that we're in. It was a funny little exchange there, but really nothing more than that. I've always wanted to appreciate the now. Hopefully I'm a type of person that appreciates the contributions of men while I have them in the midst of it. The excitement that is the National Football League in the now. I've been around long enough to do that, and I'm thankful that I have.
How tough is it to take the emotion out of what you have to do now? Or is
tough but necessary. Tough but necessary. It's a part of the job. It's a part of the business. I don't run away from it. I embrace it.
Has McClendon shown you enough that if Casey isn't back, that he can be starter capable? And what do you think of some of the guys that you have potentially coming back healthy at inside linebacker that might fill in if Larry should go?
You know, we thought he was solid enough and proved that he was solid enough to be a reason why we won this year. So, you know, nothing has transpired to change my feelings about Steve in that regard. And that's even with the inclusion of Casey on our team. What was the second part of your question?
About guys who have been Larry's backup at inside linebacker that when they get healthy, do you see an answer to maybe replacing him?
Well, we've got some questions in that area. Obviously, we've got some guys that are injured. We've got some guys that are free agents or free agency could be a part of the discussion. So I don't have great clarity in regards to that position, the depth of that position as I sit here.
Mike, along with the various things you discussed about the inconsistencies with the offense, were there some growing pains as well, being the first year of his Todd system?
Certainly, but not that is unexpected, and not that is an excuse. You know, much like the injuries, I acknowledge that growing pains are a part of transition, but I didn't believe that it would be significant enough to prevent us from winning, and I still don't. So it's not an excuse, much like the injuries.
Mike, what was the risk with Clark? Was it a blood clot? Was that why he was kept for observation?
It was a severe quad contusion. So the potential things that could come from that, of course, I don't want to speculate. That was the information that I received, and that was the course of action that was taken. I'd be presuming if I went so far as to say blood clot or anything of that nature.
Now, Mike, leadership can be a tough thing to quantify, and some players say they don't even know how important it is and wins and losses and that kind of thing. You lost a lot of leaders after last year because of retirements and everything. Do you think you made up for that this year, or is that something where you'd like to see some guys step into that role maybe perhaps next year?
You know, I think we have quality leadership guys on our football team. Obviously, when you finish 8-8 after the transition that we had in that realm, it leaves you open to some questions. But I'm comfortable with the quality leadership and players that we have on our football team. Obviously, I'm not comfortable with the result of our season, but I do think we have strong leadership candidates, strong professionals, guys that know what this thing is about and exemplify it on a day-to-day basis.
Now that the season's over, are you able to comment? What are your thoughts on seeing Bruce Arians kind of take an emotional story out there in Indianapolis?
You know, I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for Chuck. Obviously, man, that is that's something that's transpired out there that's bigger than football. And to see something as difficult as the situation that Chuck has gone through galvanize their team and maybe be a positive contribution to their efforts in some way is encouraging, is positive. But make no mistake, the fight that Chuck is going through is, of course, a significant one, and is bigger than the job itself.
Mike, this is a rare year. Even Troy said it yesterday after the game. He said this is the healthiest I've ever felt after the season ender, sort of bemoaning that he couldn't go to the playoffs because he felt so good. Between him and Harrison, they seem to flash a little bit late. What do you think about those guys going into the offseason with their health and still at the same time veteran bodies?
You know, I think, you know, I hadn't thought a lot about that, but I will say this. It's good for any player to go into the offseason healthy as opposed to going into the offseason with an injury situation to deal with on any level, whether it's a surgery, whether it's rest and recuperation. To go into the offseason with health is a positive thing in the National Football League. It's a good springboard for 2013 for those two.
Mike, you had an unusual situation going into the season with the change at special teams coordinator. Now that the season's over, able to shed any light into why that decision came about so close to the season beginning?
Nothing to add other than what I said originally when it transpired, and you know, my feelings in that regard have not changed. I'll look at that area of our football team like I will any other area in terms of reviewing the season and planning for 2013.
Hey, Mike, do you consider that an unfilled position now since you had two special team coordinators? Are you going to be looking for one, or are you just going to keep this?
I'm going to have a blank canvas in that regard, and it's going to be a part of the evaluation process of the 0-12 season, assessing the differences between that and, of course, multiple men and moving forward.
Coach Mike Wallace, at the beginning of the season, obviously got a lot of attention for not being in camp. He's gone through the season now. How do you approach Mike, his offseason, his future with this team, or perhaps without this team?
You know, like we will all other potential free agents, we're going to communicate with them and make a decision whether or not they fit or he fits, and kind of go from there. Obviously, free agency is what it is. It's a two-way street. They'll have an opportunity to decide where it is they'd like to continue their career, and it's going to require some discussion. But discussion is not undifferent than any other discussion that we might have with any other potential free agent.
Does he fit what Todd in this offense wants to do from your perspective?
Certainly.
Anything final for Coach? All right, perfect.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.